Today is Sunday, January 18th, 2009. This is an exciting time for Jeff Bishop. He is attending Guide Dogs for the Blind and is receiving his first guide dog from this school. Please listen to a clip as he waits to receive his new pup.
Can I go outside? Oh, I need my leash.
Don't spoil it for me.
I forgot my leash.
Oh, we all start remembering it.
Yeah.
So we just took out a little bit here to the instructor's office.
Yep.
And here we go inside.
All right.
And there's a chair on your left.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Can I take your leash?
Sure.
All right. I'll be right back with your boy.
All right.
That's my golden talking over there.
Hi.
So you will be receiving a male yellow Labrador retriever named Declan.
Declan, okay.
Here he is.
Hi, Declan. How are you? How are you? Hi. How are you, huh? Huh? How are you?
There you go.
There you go. You're a big boy.
He is.
Declan, sit. Good boy.
Oh, bless you.
Good boy. Good boy. Yeah, good boy. Yeah. Oh, you got a scratch?
How many pictures do you want?
As long as we get a good shot of him, that's fine.
Yeah, if you want to turn him around and have him sit closer to you.
Okay.
Oh. That's enough.
That's enough. Come on.
There you go.
There you go. Come here, boy. Yo, hi. Hi.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh. Okay, come here. There you go.
Okay.
Come here. Sit. 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 Good boy. Good boy. Come here. Sit.
Oh, thank you.
Sit.
All righty.
Thank you
very much. There you go. Good boy. Yeah. Good boy.
Actually, let me tell you a little bit about him.
Okay.
He was born on March 18th, 2007.
Okay.
So he's coming up on his second birthday.
Yeah.
His dad's name is Baker. His mom's name is Unique.
Unique?
Yeah.
Oh, how unique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last time he was weighed just a couple weeks ago, was 69.4 pounds.
Oh, he's a big boy.
Yeah. And he was measured when he came in for training, and he is 25 inches tall to the shoulder.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is tall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And to describe his features a little bit for you, he is one of the lighter shades of blonde, not quite platinum, but definitely a lighter shade, more towards the white range. But he has kind of a dusty blonde colored ears, a little darker than the rest of his body.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the cutest things about Declan, what people notice, is that he has a cowlick, like a hair cowlick,
uh-huh,
that runs the length of his nose, like a zipper. And it's very distinctive and it's a very cute feature. And he also has a pink nose.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you spell it?
D-E-C-L-A-N.
Oh, Declan.
Declan, yeah.
Declan, okay.
So
I thought it was Lynn.
Declan.
Declan, got
yeah.
it.
Yeah, okay. If you want to call him Declan, I mean, some people can, you know, might like to call him that, but he's heard Declan.
Okay, Declan,
most of
yeah.
his training.
Okay.
He also has a nice dark eyeliner and pretty fair eyes, so almost gold. So, he's a real cutie.
Now, if you wanted to get him to sit close, I mean, he's kind of not sure yet, right? Because he's sitting over here.
He's actually in a nice sit position. If you wanted him closer, it would be tricky only in the sense that if you reach down and feel how his back legs are splayed out.
Oh, uh-huh.
He's just got a wide sit stance.
Oh,
so
I see.
He can't get much closer to you.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but we could always rotate.
So he's pretty short-haired.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he is pretty short-haired. His tail also is a little little darker. And if you're familiar with lab markings, kind of down from the head all the way down the back, it's almost like a little darker shade of yellow and a little bit on his shoulders. But he's pretty light shade.
Ah, neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's being very calm now.
Yes, and that is typical of him. That's what you're going to see a lot of.
Okay. He got sure excited, though.
He sure did.
Didn't he jump up and like
Kiss him? And when he shows affection sometimes, that's what you'll get, is little itty-bitty kisses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, how cute. Yeah, huh.
What do you think?
Yeah, he's good. He's a good boy, huh? You a good boy, huh? Oh.
And he is a mad tug player.
Yeah.
So I hope you're warmed up for that.
Oh, yeah.
He's got strong shoulders.
Oh, yeah. I, that's fine with me.
All
yeah,
right.
That's great.
Excellent.
All right.
Well, I will go to your room with you.
Okay.
Bring your equipment. I have harness and booties and a head collar.
Oh, wow.
I don't need to
worry
about any of this stuff. It's all attached to the harness.
Okay.
And I'm just going to hang it on the back here.
Okay, fine. And then...
here's your phone.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Put that in my pocket. Okay.
And later we'll practice food delivery and all
No problem.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
When you
I didn't even get food or anything yet for it.
Yeah, we'll just heal back to the room.
Okay.
And
Declan, heal.
When you leave this room, you can do the over here command.
Okay.
If you like.
Oops. Declan, heal. Good boy.
Good. And once we get outside,
over here.
I'll adjust.
Over here, Declan. Over here.
You pass it behind your back.
Oh right, Declan. Over here.
And just the act of passing it.
Over here, Declan.
We'll take care of it. And if you get a shorter grip. Down
the leash. There we go. Okay. Good boy. Wait.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go.
Good
boy. Okay. Declan, heel.
Good.
Good boy.
Adjust your leash grip, okay?
Oh, right.
Thank you. So, he's pretty tall. I'll be right there, guys. Okay. So, get a healing grip.
Okay.
That we discussed and practiced yesterday.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah. So the tail matches the tail. Good. Now, he's pretty tall.
Yeah.
So you can get closer to the braids.
Okay.
Yes, down near there. So when he's in a perfect heel position, which is right here, he should almost
feel... Well, he is tall.
Yeah.
He's really tall.
So when he's in that spot, when your leash grip is like that, you should almost feel like he's invisible. You know, other than him touching you,
you
should feel no collar tension.
Okay.
If you feel tension on the leash, I want you to check three things. What is my leash grip like? Am I gripping it in the right spot?
Okay.
Number two, is he out of position? He might be trying to pull on leash.
Right, or out here?
Yes. Or number three, is your elbow bent? That's really typical. Or is,
like
or is your arm behind you?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, right, right.
So that looks perfect. And if I could take a picture of that, that's what I want your mental image to be.
Okay.
Okay. So now if he starts pulling, then he gets a correction or even a cue, which is that pull straight back.
Right, like this.
So, heel. Yeah.
Okay. Declan, heel.
And you start walking.
Good boy.
You can trail down the right side of him. Paul, if you like. Now, when you stop, he's going to forge ahead, so I want you to correct him straight
Declan.
Back like that. Good boy.
Good boy. Good boy.
Good boy. And then heel.
Heel.
And there's your room right there. Good.
Okay.
Now, when you go in here, you need to do the over here.
Over here. Declan, over here.
Good. The leash.
Over here.
Just give him a cue over that direction, and then
Declan,
release
over
when
here.
He moves. And open the door, and actually, he'll probably clue in.
Exactly. Okay. Let's go, attaboy.
All right. And
good
I'll
boy.
Be with you in a few minutes, okay?
Okay, great. Good boy, Declan. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, okay, great.
I'm just going to hang out on the back of the
Yes, great. Thank you. Good boy. Good boy, Declan. Good boy. Good boy. Yeah, good boy, Declan. Good boy. Yeah. Good boy. Good boy. Declan, sit. Declan, sit. Good boy. Good boy. That's a good boy. That's a good boy. There you go. Good boy. Good boy.